This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now, the stereotype is you rent when you're young, you buy a house when you become a financial grown-up. The reality, according to a new report from Harvard's Joint Center for Housing Studies, is that more than half of U.S. renters are now older than 40. Sally Herschip says more.
It's like a classic supply and demand problem. If millennials are renting, and so are their parents, are there still enough rental units to go around?
Certainly not right now, there aren't.
Chris Herbert is a co-author of the new study. He says the number of renters is growing fast, but they're not as young as you might expect.
The vast majority is among people in their 30s and older. In fact, the biggest group is 50 to 69.
Herbert says the increase in older renters is a housing crisis legacy. It's like the gift which won't stop giving. Consumers who lost their homes now rent. And with all generations hoping to rent, prices are going up, especially in cities.
Oakland was up 19% last year.
Devin O'Brien is with apartment rental website Zumper.com.
Brooklyn, Queens, all those areas are all skyrocketing.
Chris Herbert says renting can make good financial sense. It can mean freedom from even more expensive mortgages or taxes. But for some seniors, when rental costs go up, it can mean less to spend on food or health care. I'm Sally Herschips for Marketplace.